Snicky and Jenny with you till 2 p.m. today. Having a bit of fun, Jen, aren't we?
Having the fun, exactly.
Having the crack.
Having the crack. Now. Big story online.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's we saw this last night, and of course it's been continued on today. Will you oblige me?
I will oblige,
darling.
Sinead O'Connor has been nicknamed Sinead Cupid O'Connor because she paid for a lovesick teenager's busker's flight to see his girlfriend in London. Now, I have to say, this is brilliant. I mean, I'm a big fan of Sinead anyway. But you know what, Jenny? As we do on this show, thanks to Lindy.
Thanks to Lindy.
Sinead O'Connor is on the phone. Sinead, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. How have you been today? Y'all good?
Very good, thank you. Yeah.
So talk us through it. You were on Grafton Street and you seen some poor little creature who had, his sign says, good Norrin tune, but I need the money to meet my girlfriend in London. Help me.
No, he says, I know I'm not very good and I'm not in tune, but I want to go see my girlfriend in London and I haven't seen her since June. And I just thought it was the sweetest thing, whether it was true or not. I thought it was such a clever way to appeal to people's sense of romance. But and then I established that actually it was true. And I just thought, oh, it's so romantic. And I guess I'm quite a romantic person. And sometimes I wonder, is that, you know, normal in order to come as. So I actually was wondering this as I was walking along Grafton Street. And it's funny how God works in mysterious ways.
Mm.
And so I found out that, in fact, many people are romantic, because otherwise that kid wouldn't have been as clever as he was.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
If we were anyway, looking for a sign anyway, Sinead, it was right there, the sign you were looking for.
Indeed. But no, he really did want to go see his girlfriend, and he was extraordinarily sweet. And he did send me the booking flight confirmation photo and the whole thing. And
yeah, we have that here. He sent it to prove it. But for that moment, Sinead, when you saw the sign, you walked away and thinking, how did you prove that he was for real at that point?
I just knew, because what happened is I asked him a series of questions. I quizzed him like I'm Jeremy Paxman. you know what I mean? I'm quizzing him like I'm his mother. You know, he's only about 20 years of age, and I've a son of 27, you know, and a bunch of other kids. So I'm quizzing him like I'm his mother, and I finally asked him to say her name. And often when you ask a person to say the name of someone they love, in that instant that they say the name, you'll see a smile come on their face, or how they feel about the person will flash on their face for a second or two. So I asked him to say her name, and I spotted that light in his eyes that one would want to spot if one believed there was a girl. It's the same light I see my friend Victoria Clark, who's Shane Allen's girlfriend.
Right.
And as you can imagine, that's challenging. but you know what? When that man walks in the room, a light comes on in her eyes. And I saw the same light in this kid's eyes when he said his girlfriend's name. So I said, yeah, okay, he's not bullshit. But I did make a promise to me, because I said, listen, I need to know romance isn't dead. Swear to me you're not lying to me. So, I mean, and it was brilliant, and it was so sweet, because I said, look, if I give you this money, you promise you're not spending it on drugs or whatever, you know. And he said, why would you want to give me this money, you know? And I said, oh, well, because, you know, I'm a romantic person. And he just beamed, smiling. And as I wrote on my blog, he reminded me of the first days that each of my three sons discovered distortion when they plugged a guitar into an amp. They just beamed.
Yeah.
He had exactly the same big smile when he realised that somebody else was as romantic as him. So he was probably sitting there wondering, am I mental being hit? Is he mental being
hit? Yeah. But what goes around comes around, Sinead, because didn't somebody give you 100 quid when you were younger to go and read a record label?
Yeah, I was working at the Badass Cafe when I was about 16, and I had been offered a record deal, but I had to get to London by my own steam, and the guy who ran the restaurant gave me the 100 quid and said I didn't have to give it back to him or anything, you know. So,
fantastic.
But the romance is the thing. The romantic thing is the thing. I just think it's so beautiful, and someone so young to sit in the street and be that in love, and it's just like really sweet.
Yeah, and we have the picture, like you said. He sent you the copy of the booking on Ryanair over to Stansted and back. Fair play to him.
Yeah,
so.
And he has he's studying here in Dublin. I can't remember what college, but some enormous college. That's like an extraordinarily intelligent young man. He's studying and everything, but he's a student, so he just couldn't get to see his girl.
Yeah.
Only 140 quid, so she had spent it on junk, like.
Exactly. 140 quid well spent. And if there is a wedding, Sinead, do you reckon that you might?
I did say that to him.
Did you?
If there's a wedding, I want to be invited, so I am definitely invited. And I said, listen, there's a cow in Australia, believe it or not, named after me. I bought a present of a cow for somebody, and that you named after me. Now, you had your daughter call it Sinead somewhere.
Someone is actually...
In the middle of their name somewhere, so there'll be a child and a cow. It's my name.
Someone has just texted us in.
Two cows, one might argue.
We've got a text in for you. It says, fair play to Sinead. Too many people just walk past signs like that, ignoring them. She's a true romantic. So there you go.
Well, I've never seen a sign like that. I mean, I don't think of... I think that kid is probably the first person on earth to ever do that. One doesn't see a sign like that.
You're going to see a lot more of them now, Sinead. They'll be like, where's Sinead O'Connor today? Look, here's my sign. It's been 7 hours.
The child is an absolute genius. I mean, he should be given a job immediately because it's just so clever to appeal to people's sense of romance. You know?
It's brilliant. And listen, things are going great for you. Brand new album out.
Yeah, everything's going great. I'm right in the middle of touring and the whole works and everything. So, everything's going good.
I need a great set at Electric Picnic. I know you actually had your daughter up on stage with you as well. It was just a really special moment.
Things back and vocals. Yeah, she's amazing. She's incredible. She just started at Trinity today. She's doing French and theology, so we're all delighted.
Wow.
She's all excited, yeah.
And she's in there knowing that her mother was called the Queen of Stradbally afterwards.
Well, it's funny. She said to me, she was in yesterday for orientation day. She got given three free magazines that had me on the front. So she's just like, I had my mummy with me.
No escape. So tell us, Sinead, where are you playing? Any gigs coming up that we can mention?
Well, in Ireland, the next gig will be December 16th, Vicar Street.
Okay.
And that's just been added. And then this weekend I'm playing in Rome, next I'm playing Amsterdam, and then Belgium the day after. Then I'm going to the States for 2 weeks in October, and then I'm done for the year apart from Vicar Street.
Busy.
On the 16th.
Well, listen, thanks very much for taking the call at such a short notice, Sinead. You're an absolute Irish legend. Sinead O'Connor, everybody!
Thank you, Sinead.
Thank you.
Okay. See ya. Bye-bye. What a ledge. What a ledge.
You know what's going to happen now? Poor Sinead is going to be plagued by busters running down the street. I'm like, Sinead, I can't find my boyfriend.